especially late in that game.
Yeah, he was tremendous tonight. He was best player on the ice for sure, and I thought we battled hard in front of him too. But when we really needed him, he came up with some huge stops and at key moments in the game.
This team's talked a lot about, or your coach has talked a lot about dress rehearsals. Would this be the perfect playoff dress rehearsal?
I don't think anything's perfect in hockey, but close to it. I think this is the style that we are trending towards, knowing that we need to play in the playoffs. There's going to be games like this, and 2-0, 1-0 winning the third. I don't know how many times I've said it, but it's going to happen, and it's very nice to see us, because it's not just the result. I think the way we played in the third, too, was huge. I thought we defended really well. I thought we didn't give up a whole lot, and that's obviously very encouraging.
What did you think we see out there playing, but what was kind of the feel on the bench? Did you sense everyone was calm, 1-0, tight game, making sacrifices? Just what was sort of your vibe from that?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think the whole feeling on the bench was, it was calm, it was collected. It was, sometimes you sit in the third and the third can take forever. You're just looking up and it just passed 5 minutes. But I felt like this one, it was a good pace. We played, it was up and down. And, we never seemed to be out of position and give up 2-on-1s or 3-on-2s or anything. So, and when we did, it happened a couple of times in the second, we had a goaltender that stood there. So good team effort tonight.
How reassuring is it to know that if you guys need 5 or 6, you can get it. And if you need to choke out a team 2-0, you can play that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what happens in the playoffs, and hopefully, well, more often than not, it's this kind of game. So really good on us to show that we can do it, and it's obviously encouraging knowing what kind of firepower we showed last game, and then coming in to show this type of effort too. So it's a resilient group.
Connor spoke about the team's patience in the game, especially in the first. What did you see from that, and how did that kind of help you guys tonight?
Huge, I thought. And everyone knows LA. You see it in the games. They like their 1-1-3 or 1-3-1, whatever it is. And they just set up, and we can go up and dump it. But we didn't, I mean, fade away from what we were trying to do. And you know, when we get in, or whoever plays LA, when they get impatient and they turn it over in the neutral zone, that's when we feed their transition, and I didn't think we did that at all tonight. If we did, it was only a few times that it happened, and I think that's the style we need to play against these guys.
So Connor's shorthanded. This is just the best player in the world making a kind of a play, quick play, and all of a sudden he's got a breakaway, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, it's not just a breakaway. I mean, he dances around two guys too to get to the breakaway. So that's where he shows where, I mean. He's probably one of the few guys in the league that can do that, and at that pace and at that speed. 300 goals in the league already. It's crazy numbers, and it's you can see every night why that is.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.